WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, resilience warriors. Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Army, your daily dose of wisdom and grit to tackle life's inevitable curveballs. Ever feel like you're just riding a roller coaster, going up and down with every little thing that happens? You know, those days where the news is depressing, traffic is a nightmare, and your boss throws a curveball right before lunch. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to build an inner fortress, a kind of mental armor, that can protect you from getting knocked down by life's little or big punches? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Cultivating inner strength in the face of adversity. Think of it like this. Life is throwing rocks at you. Some are pebbles, some are boulders. But the key isn't to avoid getting hit, it's about building a shield that can deflect those rocks and keep you standing tall. So how do we forge this mental armor? It starts with five fundamental pillars of Stoic strength. Acceptance, perspective, self-control, virtue, and mindfulness. Let me break them down for you. First, acceptance. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, it's true. But the first step to getting stronger is accepting what we can't change. That might mean accepting a bad day, a difficult situation, or even a personal loss. We can't always control external circumstances, but we can control how we react to them. Next up, perspective. Imagine looking at your problem from a different angle, like stepping back and seeing the bigger picture. Sometimes, the things that seem insurmountable in the moment are actually just tiny ripples in the vast ocean of life. This broader perspective can help put things into context and remind us that whatever we're facing is temporary. Now, self-control. Think of it as your mental muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. Self-control means resisting impulsive reactions, managing our emotions, and staying focused on what truly matters. It's about saying no to distractions and yes to things that contribute to our well-being. And speaking of well-being, let's talk about virtue. It's not just about being a good person, it's about living in alignment with your values. What do you stand for? What principles are most important to you? When we act virtuously, we build inner strength and resilience because we know we're living in accordance with our best selves. Finally, mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment, aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and consciously choosing how we want to respond to situations. Mindfulness helps us stay grounded, reduce stress, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Let me share a real-life example. Imagine you're working on a big project, but suddenly your computer crashes, deleting all your work. You might feel panicked, frustrated, or even tempted to throw your laptop across the room. But here's where our mental armor comes in. Acceptance, acknowledge that it happened. Perspective, remind yourself that this is just one setback, and you can overcome it. Self-control, resists the urge to lash out or give up. Virtue, draws strength from your commitment to finishing the project and learning from this experience. Mindfulness, take a few deep breaths, clear your head, and start again with fresh focus. Remember, building inner strength is an ongoing journey. It's not about being perfect or never feeling challenged. It's about developing the skills and mindset to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and unwavering courage. So today, take a moment to reflect on these five pillars: acceptance, perspective, self-control, virtue, and mindfulness. Which one resonates most with you right now? How can you incorporate it into your daily life? Remember, you've got this. Keep that inner armor strong, keep fighting the good fight, and never stop growing. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Mental Armor. Until then, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.